What's up, everybody? Welcome to the live stream of the Frisco Report. I'm about to go live here with my co-host Mike from Dallas Cowboy Football News. I'm gonna wait for him to jump on here and then we'll get started. All right, here we go. All right. What's up, everybody? We're live. The Frisco Report. All right. So today we're going to talk about the future of the Dallas Cowboys. And then we'll close out with the preview. Cowboys versus the Rams. All right. So I'm just waiting to see. I'm waiting for my co-host to get online here, and we'll get started. Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on, Joe?
We're live, full effect. All right, so what we're going to talk about here is Cowboys versus the Rams. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about the future of the Cowboys. Mike, what's up, man? You ready to talk about this? Future of the Cowboys?
Yeah, let's get into it. I'm excited.
All right, man. So All right, everybody. Patience here. We're just going to get through. This is our first time going live here with this, so we're working out some of the kinks. All right, so future of the Cowboys, you know, we're still in it, amazingly, you know, but, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles are still right on our tracks. Cowboys, basically, it's gonna come down to the de facto NFC East Championship game against the Eagles, but that's assuming the Cowboys can get something. You know, they need to win. You know, they have to win against these the Rams here. So what's your take here on the future of the Cowboys right now, Mike?
I said in my video, if they want any momentum, this is the time to do it. You know, they got to beat these Rams. If they want any future, I mean, I don't think any player is safe, especially with the new head coach coming in. It's time to put some film on because some of these players are going to be looking for jobs anyway. Now's the time, number one, put on film. Now's the time to start winning. We can't have missed tackles. We can't have, you know, all these things that have set us back all season to bring us to 6-7, Joe.
Right. No, that's what it is, man. But I think we kind of see the writing on the wall. You know, the Cowboys are not going to beat the Rams. Rams look like they're a team that's about to get hot. You know, they destroyed the Seahawks, albeit that was at home. But still, if you've seen some of the Rams earlier in the year and now the last couple games plus this one that they just wrapped up, they look like they're poised to make a run. Cowboys, they're just going to be a stepping stone for their mission to get to the playoffs. You know, they're fighting to get into it, and they got to make their little run there. So Cowboys are just going to be in the way. You know, they haven't beaten anybody with the winning record. They're not going to. And for me, I feel like the Cowboys have reeled it in. You know, they've quit. you know, they quit. I don't see them doing anything here. You know, there's all kinds of reports that Cowboys, you know, they're going to move on from Garrett. But the players have heard it. Everybody, the whole organization knows it's going to happen. So for the players, you know, you probably want to stay healthy. You're not going to give your full effort. You're not going to lay your body on the line for this team knowing that this regime is over. You know what I mean? And they are still mathematically in it, but what could possibly change? You know, like what do you think about the next couple of games? Do you think that this team is just going to roll over, or do you think they're going to fight and show up, or what do you think is going to happen here?
I don't think they'll roll over, and I think that's a really good question. I don't think they'll roll over. I think they'll fight, but you know, you can fight, but these Cowboys, especially the defense, none of them have dog in them. No one has that KO punch. Like if I was a trespass on one of these guys' properties, it's gonna be like a pillow punch for me to get out of their house. Like they have no fight of aggressiveness in them, and that's what this team is lacking. They can fight all they want, but their punches are soft. You know what I mean? And that right there is why this defense is. I don't care if they're six or top 10 defense, because stats lie. If you can't tackle, if you can't get the necessary sacks, especially in the fourth quarter when you need them to turn that ball over and give it back to your offense, like this defense has no fight in them. I mean, they can fight all they want. There's three games left, but what I'm looking at and what I've been looking at is teams are just going to pass at will on them, run at will on them, because they don't get interceptions and they don't know how to tackle.
No, that's a great point, Mike. And it's like you said, the stats, you know, the stats are not they lie, right? The stats are a lie. Even Aikman said it here in a recent game that, you know, the stats are they're fake stats. You know, you got Dak thrown for all kinds of yards here, but it's all junk yardage at the end of the game. You know, and same for the defense. And you know, the defense will make some stops there in the fourth quarter when they're already getting their butt kicked, and it makes it look like, you know, that they're stopping people. They're not. They suck. The defense is garbage. We've overhyped this roster. Everybody, you know, everybody fell for it, you know, and I think, you know, I think a lot of fans are going to be a lot more self-conscious under the next regime, whoever it's going to be, you know, as far as who we're drafting, what these guys are telling us in the press conferences, what they're telling us about these draft picks. You know, they want to feed you a lot of optimism. You know, they want to fill those seats up with season ticket holders and, you know, sell out crowds and that kind of thing. So, you know, the Cowboys, they're marketing geniuses, and we all got hoodwinked this season. We all got hoodwinked. You know, it's they don't look good. You know, I really don't. You know, I you know, and it's not about being negative, because, you know, you still have a little – you still do have those people out there that think that they can make a run. But, you know, there's just nothing that supports that. You know, they've played really bad. And Garrett's out the door. You know, he's 2 feet out the door. He's just he's a full-blown puppet right now. It's a crazy situation for the Cowboys right now. But let me ask you this, Mike. Some of the things that you're hearing from some of the players, you know, you hear DeMarcus Lawrence say it's time to step up. When you hear him saying that in week 15, that it's time for him to step up, what does that tell you about him and this team and the coaches? What does that tell you?
They're lost, Joe. They're lost. Now you want to step up? You've been punched in the mouth three games in a row, and all of a sudden the light bulb comes on, and now it's time to step up. And, you know, Tank is the main one. I'm not getting surgery till I get paid. The guy got paid. He got the surgery, got rehab, didn't miss a beat. But, you know, it's almost like when Brett Maher said, I think I kick good. I can sleep well on my pillow. Mm-hmm. Right then and there, you know. And because he missed a crucial kick in that game. And, you know, with one of your leaders, one of your captains like DeMarcus Lawrence saying that now, it goes back to what I said, that this team has no fight in them, because if they had fight in them, they wouldn't have got their mouth punched three times in a row.
No, that's a great point, Mike. And, yeah, it's more of the same. And it's not even just him. You know, you hear Jalen Smith, you hear a lot of these other players saying the same thing, like, Now it's time. Like, what about all these other weeks? Like, I'm not giving any of these guys a pass. Jalen Smith's my boy, but even he is missing some plays here and there, and nobody's looking good, you know? And they're out here on social media posting, vote for me for the Pro Bowl, and I'm just like, what? Like, come on, man. Like, y'all haven't done anything good. Like, who is a legitimate Pro Bowler on this team, Mike? I mean, if we're being real about it, based on, you know, not even looking at stats, because I know some people are going to look at stats and say so-and-so, but do we have any legitimate Pro Bowl players that should be a Pro Bowler this year? What do you think?
You're talking about just on defense or both?
Yeah, either side of the ball.
I honestly can't think of one. On either side of the ball, and that's being real, because, you know, Pro Bowl, you know, that tells me, okay, who stepped up and made the most plays? Yeah, Jalen Smith is leading the NFL in tackles, but how many has he missed? How many angles, bad angles, has he took? I don't know. On either side of the ball, I don't see a Pro Bowler this year on this 2019 team.
Yeah, and it's the accountability as well. You know, we're talking about accountability, but the accountability also needs to come from the front office. Like, you know, I've mentioned this in tweets and, you know, and so forth, but, you know, what is wrong with the front office when you keep players like Chaz Green for a whole season? You let Dak get sacked for like 8 sacks or whatever it was. Then you keep him, you bring him to training camp, and then he gets cut at the end of training camp. Like, why are they wasting time on these bum players? And then so that was recent, right? Now we're talking about this year. Antoine Woods, knucklehead, he should have been gone the moment he got arrested with all that weed. You know what I mean? And I'm not judging a player for getting into that kind of thing or whatever, but you're an NFL player for the Cowboys. You should know better that you just can't do that. You know what I mean? It's stupid. Like, for me, that would have been like, you're fired, you're cut, you know, the same day that crap's happening to. And then they keep Maher, you know, they bring him all the way through training camp. And even you were at training camp, you saw how bad he was in training camp. And then, you know, we're going through the season and he's continuing to miss field goals, short ones, and they still keep him. And here they are, you know, they finally swap him out. You know, there's a big issue here with the front office. I think we're overrating Will McClay, Steven Jones. I mean, that's unacceptable. I mean, what other teams are going to carry bum players like this around? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's crazy, because when you're doing the list of names of why did the Cowboys keep him long, I wrote down Maher before you even said Maher, and I had Woods down as soon as you said it. So we're definitely on the same page with that. And Antoine Woods don't really do anything for you. When he was hurt and we're like, okay, Antoine Woods can come in and help the running game, he didn't do that. And keeping Brett Maher for this long, I think it's a pride thing. Oh man, there's nobody out there. We signed Antoine Woods off the Titans practice squad or whatever happened there, or the free agency pickup. You know, we found Brett Maher. We kicked the Cowboy. We cut the Cowboys' best kicker and we placed him with Maher. There's no way we can be wrong with this. And I think after all this trial and error of back to back disasters with these players, it's finally kicking them in the butt, Joe. And because Antoine Woods, he's going to get suspended. Brett Maher is no longer on your team. Jason Witten, they allowed him to come back, and you had a developing tight end and Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz. They didn't draft a tight end when there was plenty of tight ends to go get. It's all coming down to the guy that ultimately makes the decision, Stephen Jones, Will McClay. I don't think Jason Garrett carries the big stick in the room like everybody says, because bless his soul, but his dad's passed away. But his dad would not allow this talent, to go like this. He would want to bring more talent in, and I don't think Jason Garrett really has that much say so. And I think it all falls in the lap of Stephen Jones.
No, yeah, no doubt, man. Stephen Jones is, he's taken more of a visual, type of, presence, right? Like, we talk about contracts, everybody talks about, oh, Stephen Jones, he's doing better contracts and this and that. The torch is being passed to Stephen Jones. We don't see much of Jerry Jones anymore. Well, that just isn't the case. It is still Jerry Jones, and Stephen Jones is still, he is involved, right? He is involved, but it's still, at the end of the day, the puppeteer, the puppet master. So Jerry Jones, he put this staff together Frankenstein style, and it's blown up in their face, really bad. And good point on talking about Witten, right? Because, this is another personnel move. So for me, Stephen Jones and Will McClay, if we're going to credit them for some of these draft picks, and we're not even talking about recently, because if we're being quite honest, I would say like these last three draft classes have just been, not that good, They got rid of Charlton and the other mid rounders, and they're not even on the team anymore. Like it's not good. So Witten, they bring him back. Sean Lee, I think he's a good backup. But I can tell you this. I'm already gonna predict this, right? The thing with Leighton Van Der Esch and the neck. Who knows what happens there? They're probably, knowing the Cowboys and what they do, they're probably going to try to extend Sean Lee another year, probably, just to give him some cushion there. But rather than do that, go get you somebody, man. Go get you a stud in the draft or even in free agency. Go get somebody. Stop going the cheap route. You know what I mean, Mike?
No, I 100% hit it on the head. And, if you can lock up your pieces on offense, Dak, Amari Cooper, you could probably get Randall Cobb back on another $5 million contract. I think all the draft picks have to be allocated to defense. Am I wrong on that?
It's like whack-a-mole, really, man. You do have a lot of holes, Like, how do you really feel about left guard? Is Connor Williams injury prone? To me, I think he's starting to get that label. He keeps getting hurt. Cowboys didn't help him. They rushed him out there, blew his knee out. So is he going to be any good? That's going to be another question mark in 2020. Is Connor McGovern any good? He blew out his pec. They brought him back, rushed him back. He got re-hurt. So is he injury prone? So left guard is a question mark. So, maybe they do have to take another. Tyron Smith beat up? I don't know, man. It's there's a lot of questions there. That's still tight end, Jarwin does look good when he gets time, but can they do better? Can they do even better than that? I would say that they could. There's going to be some good tight ends in this draft. So we'll see what they do, man. But from where we're looking right now, the defense is terrible, right? So I'm with you. If we can not use high picks on offense this year, I would rather, just double dip, man. Double dip. Fix that interior line. It's crap. It sucks. Malik Collins sucks. Never did anything. His bad feet. He's probably playing with a bad foot. They didn't tell us. Antoine Woods, we already know about him. Covington, that was the cheap free agent pickup. He's just a body. Tristan Hill, you know, that's in progress, but you know, doesn't look too good right now. So we'll see what they do here in the draft, man. We'll see what they do. But let me ask you this, Mike. Transitioning here to some of the names that are starting to pop up here, right? So, do you believe Jerry Jones when they ask him, have they met with Urban Meyer? Do you believe that?
That he has met or hasn't?
So they asked him, have you met with Urban Meyer? Jerry Jones says, no, they have not met with him. So do you believe that?
No, he might have not met with Urban Meyer, but he probably met with some other coach. I mean, Lincoln Riley was just at AT&T Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. So for me, this is going to be more of the, calculated Joneses, you know, what they decide to leak out, what leaks out, what doesn't. But for me, they've already been looking into this. This isn't a week 15. Okay, let's get started. Let's start looking into a guy. I'll tell you, whenever they had that first 3-game losing streak, that's when it started. I guarantee you, you know, that Jerry Jones was like, this is not going to be it. This ain't going to be it. This is going to be one of those seasons. So they're probably like, final year of Jason Garrett's contract, 3-game losing streak. Here we go again. We're probably going to have an average season. Let's start doing some research. So for me, this isn't something that is starting to come up. You know what I mean? I have a feeling that they have talked to Urban Meyer. You know, I believe they've talked to him. Maybe they haven't met with him, but that's Jerry Jones, manipulating vocabulary. You know, like, have you met with him? No, he hasn't met with him, but has he talked to him? Yes, he's talked to Urban Meyer. There's no doubt about it. Stephen Jones, Jerry, they've talked to this guy, and they're talking to other guys, other coaches that at the collegiate level or coaches that are not coaching right now, because, you know, obviously they can't talk to current coaches or otherwise it would be tampering. But do you believe that they have been talking to people behind the scenes? Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Dave Campo, when he was the coach, Jerry Jones flew to Jersey to talk Bill Parcells out of retiring, come coach for the Cowboys. So they've been known to do this before, and there's nothing stopping them except talking to a current NFL coach right now. But they can talk to anybody outside the NFL. And you're absolutely right. I think it is happening.
Exactly. So that's kind of where we're at right now with what's out there. You know, the names like Urban Meyer, Lincoln Riley, and these kinds of coaches. I know Mike McCarthy has kind of thrown his name out there for the Cowboys, so he's a name to look out for. Mike Holmgren has thrown his name into it. So For the fan that is out there that says so and so will not take this job, will not work for Jerry Jones, it's not true. It is not true. Bill Parcells, he himself said that anybody would love to coach for this team. It's like having your name on Broadway, your lights, you know, and everything like that. It's the main gig. It's the main gig on Broadway. So to say that so and so won't take this job just isn't the case, you know. So I'm very interested to see where this goes, you know. But they do have to be, you know, calculated where they go with this coaching search, because, you know, Black Sunday comes up here in January, you know, the end of the season. A lot of coaches are going to hit the market. Other teams are going to start, you know, interviewing and hiring, you know, their assistant coaches and this and that. So for the Cowboys' point of view, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how quick this really does come to together for the Cowboys, because I feel like if it doesn't happen the day after they can, or I mean not can, because he's not getting fired, they're just not going to renew Garrett's contract, right? So at the end of the season, if there's not something within, you know, 3 to 5 days, you know, it could be that the Cowboys are looking for somebody who's currently coaching, and that's going to make it interesting, you know, because then you start thinking about who's left in the playoffs, you know, who could they possibly be looking at? You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is going to be kind of crazy to look on Black Monday and see who does get released. They have to get somebody with experience. And we talked about this last Tuesday. One of my biggest fears is you got 22 free agents. Steven Jones isn't big spenders in free agency. You only got a handful of draft picks. I mean, how are you going to replace this roster? They're not going to sign all 22 of them again. And you made a valid point. You have to bring in somebody that has the experience, and they have to do that. Who has the experience? Who has a good offense for Dak Prescott? Who can they bring in to make this defense elite? Easier said than done, absolutely. But you have to bring somebody in with some kind of brains.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head there, Mike. It's easier said than done. You know, it really is. It's really a big thing to change coaches in this league, and especially for the Cowboys. You know, you're like the Yankees, you're like the Lakers. They're the team everybody hates, but at the same time, they draw the biggest crowds. You know, whether it's on Sunday Night Football or Thanksgiving, whatever, the Cowboys draw the biggest ratings across NFL. Nobody beats us. So, you know, the Cowboys, they got to stay competitive. They got to stay ahead of the curve, but they got to stay current. I don't think they can go and get an old school coach with bad, I mean, not bad, but old school thinking. I think you got to get somebody that's in between, you know, somebody that has, you know, the playbook of the current NFL, which is more, you know, spread, play action, you know, spread offense, these types of offenses, you know. So that'll be interesting. But I think we've done enough here talking about this here, the future of the Cowboys. Obviously, this is going to keep going here as each week progresses. Let's take a quick look at this Rams game and the ramifications. Mike, what is your take on this? Are they winning this game? Are they losing it? Tell me about the Eagles, how the Eagles and Cowboys, how this factors into the season here.
Yeah, no, great question. I'll start off with the Eagles because they just played last night. You know, they still look sluggish to me. I think they're playing an inexperienced defense with New York Giants. I think if you put the Cowboys defense behind that, I think the Cowboys defense stops them. I mean, that's how you know, the Zach Ertz wide open in the end zone. I think they got kind of lucky. The Eagles did. I think the Cowboys are still better than the Eagles. Honestly, that's not a fan speaking. That's an eye test speaking. We beat them before already. I mean, they have really no wide receivers. Alshon Jeffrey's out for the year. So the Cowboys can really make a run here. But I think in order to make the run, they got to get that confidence going and beat the Rams. They haven't beat a team this season of above 500. Now is their time to do it. And they have to get this momentum going into Philadelphia. I mean, the Rams are no joke. The Rams have the blueprint. They started the blueprint on our defense. And all it took was a couple of, okay, when their hand's here, this is where they go. If they shift, this is where they go. It's how simple it was. And Sean McVay, and I asked this question. I said this in the video that I made last night. I said, can Jason Garrett out-coach Sean McVay? That's going to be the difference in this ball game. Can Garrett out-coach McVay?
Yeah. Can he out-coach? And I would say no. McVay just, you know, has the team better prepared. And that's the thing that has haunted Jason Garrett. And that's one thing that it's a hallmark of Jason Garrett, just not being prepared for the opposition. They played down the competition. In-game management has haunted him as well. So, I mean, there's not a lot of coaches that Jason Garrett is better than. So, there's more that are better than him, you know. So, McVay, and then you have, obviously you have Wade Phillips. He's gonna want to really put it to Garrett. So, this is going to be a no mercy game. They know that Garrett's on the ropes. I think Wade Phillips would love to do nothing more than to deliver the knockout punch. So, but the thing is, it's not really a knockout punch because, correct me if I'm wrong here, Mike, but if the Cowboys can still lose this game, and they'll still be in, you know, in it, you know, it'll come down to that Philly game where it's a de facto NFC East championship game. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Cowboys can fall underneath the Eagles this week, beat the Eagles. They'll get the tie. All they have to do is beat Washington, and they win the NFC East because of the they'll have a better division record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the thing. So crazy. So you do have a lot of fans. I would say majority of the fans are wanting us to just finish the season out 6-10, top 15 draft pick, more than, you know, getting in the playoffs due to just the division just being garbage, one and done, and you're drafting number 21 with a new coach, a lot of free agents, and an uphill battle. You know what I mean? It's a slippery slope. What do you prefer, Mike, if we're being honest here?
If I'm being honest, as a fan, I mean, I want them to get in the playoffs and at least try to make a run. I might get my heart broken, but it's a long offseason. Maybe I'm being selfish, but the offseason 8 months long, and I waited 8 months just for us to go 6-10. At least try to get into the playoffs. I mean, that will make the 8 month long wait worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's where fans – I think a lot of fans are probably feeling that too as well, Mike, because at the end of the day, a lot of us that talk about the Cowboys and a lot of fans that listen to podcasts and YouTube like we do, they're there for a reason, right? They love the Cowboys. They love to hear conversation and talk about the team. So I'm with you too, man. It's like I wouldn't mind getting into the playoffs, but for me, I think I'm a little bit more as to like, well, if they don't make it, I'm fine with that too, you know, because I'm just kind of at the point where I just don't see it in them. You know, I don't see the fight. There's no killer instinct. I think they've given up on these coaches. I think they're just going through the motions is what I'm seeing out there, you know. If they make it, good. If they don't, better. So I'm kind of in between, man. I'm torn between the two, and I think a lot of fans are too, if they're being honest with themselves, right?
No, yeah, and I'm torn between the two too, because I honestly just want the nightmare to end. And you know, as passionate as we are, you know, anytime we lose, man, it sucks. And just to, you know, go into the playoffs just to lose, I mean, it's going to be a heartbreaker. And but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm really torn between the two. I kind of just want the nightmare to end. Just cut the throat and leave us bleeding. But there's a glimpse of me. Okay, let's just try to get in the playoffs. If we're one and done, we're one and done. At least make the season worth it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what's in front of the Cowboys right now. You know, despite all the losing, incredibly, they're still in this thing, which is just insane to me. You know what I mean? They're I read an article that this NFC East is on pace to being the worst combined win-loss division since 2008. I think it was like the NFC West. Cardinals finished 9-7, but the rest of that division was garbage. It feels like the Cowboys and the NFC East, you know, are gonna break that record. I think 8-8, 7-9 might even get you in there. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing, you know, finishes. You know, for me, you know, I really don't see us beating the Rams, but I think it is, you know, like I said, it's still going to come down to that Philly game. And who doesn't hate the Eagles more than the Cowboys fans, right? Like I can't stand the Eagles, man. I can't stand the Eagles. Right now, they're my most hated NFC East team. You know, for me, it kind of cycles through whoever's giving us the most competition. If it's the Giants, if it's the Eagles, Washington, whoever. You know what I mean? So I would love to beat them, you know, just to beat them, you know, just to, you know, get that win and, you know, send them on their way. But I think that's where this thing's heading, man. I think it is going to come down to that game with the Eagles.
Yeah, it is. And no, I can't stand Eagles. All the 29 years I've been on this earth, I don't like Eagle fans. I don't like anything about the Eagles. You know, I can get along with Giant fans. I can get along with Redskin fans. You know, they have sense, but Eagle fans, they're just the worst on this planet.
That's what it is, baby. That's what it is. So for this game, you know, coming back to this game real quick, what in your mind is it going to take for the Cowboys to win this game? If they were to somehow win this game, what do they need to do besides the cliches that we talk about, you know, like, you know, that kind of thing? What is the main thing that these guys really need to do to get this win?
To get this win, you got to feed Zeke. I mean, that might be cliche in itself, but time of possession, if you let Jared Goff be a surgeon against this defense, and we know he's capable of doing that, then he's going to put up 40 points on you, probably with his eyes closed. You got to win time of possession. You literally got to score touchdowns. You know, the field goal thing, yeah, we got Forbith or whatever his name is, but go in there and go get touchdowns. The 50-yard, 90-yard field goals ain't going to cut it against these Rams. You got to keep all that offense off the field. You got to wear out that defense. And how to wear them out is you give it to probably the most physical running back in football.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. For me, it's just about I think for me, we'll know with the first possession on offense and the first possession of defense. If they're if they look deflated in any kind of way early on, I think it's a good indicator that this team is full blown, called it in, and they're just going to go out there and go through the motion. So, you know, if we're looking for a win, they really have to be what they haven't been. You know, they got to come out with a lot of energy. They got to come out here and put the pedal to the metal and try to make this a shootout or feed Zeke, like you said. But either way, they gotta score a lot of points in this game. I think this game has the potential to be a shootout. If the Cowboys can't keep up, this could be a blowout. So we'll see what happens here. But yeah, I'm with you, Mike. That's a good indicator there. If they can, you know, get that time position, because they were terrible in that last game. I think they lost time position, like, big time. You know, it's not a good look.
Yeah, they lost time of possession in the very first drive. It took them 9.5 minutes to score. And, I mean, they were controlling the clock. They were moving methodically. And that's it. Like, this offense has to find – they haven't scored in the second or third quarter in the last three games. That cannot happen against these Rams. You got to be able to score every quarter on the quarter. And I wouldn't say every possession, but – dang close to every possession.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Well, I think that's it, Mike. I think we did a good here live for the first time here on the podcast. Hope you guys catch this on the replay. You can find me on Cowboys Blog on YouTube. Mike, let these guys know how they can find you as well.
Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube and Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. Thanks for listening in. Leave a comment. We'll love to talk to you.
That's it, everybody. We will catch you for the next podcast, The Frisco Report. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, The Frisco Report. Thanks, everybody. Peace.